The power company Core Energy pays some of its customers, including the state, to cut back on electricity during peak periods. Mike Brickner with the ACLU says when prisons turn off lights and fans, they create a dangerous environment for inmates that is not worth the money.
No matter what amount of money it is, that does not excuse us from treating them humanely. And it also doesn't excuse putting staff members in possible dangerous situations.
Brickner also says prison fights rise in the summer months, even with the power on. And he points to a major fight in a prison in Conneaut on Monday as evidence. Ricky Saifang of the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections says shutting off the power has earned the department almost $1.4 million since 2010. The money will be used for energy conservation in the prison system. Saifang says shutting off the power lessens strain on the grid during heat waves, preventing brownouts. She also says the prison living quarters usually don't have air conditioning and the prisons have programs to keep the inmates safe during these shutdowns.
They make available water and ice. And they educate the staff with how to prepare and identify signs and symptoms of stress due to heat-related situations, and they monitor these situations.
Brickner counters that though the state does take sick prisoners to climate-controlled areas, some inmates with conditions such as asthma that worsen in the heat told his group they were denied access to air-conditioned areas. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schultze.